Welcome to the Austria Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and beneficial contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Vanir Kaur from Kent State University. She recently published an article entitled The Neurosocial Alchemy of Entrepreneurial Transformation, a deep dive into extended mirror neuron system and neuroplasticity. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Vanit, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
The origin of this paper stems from a fascinating paradox in entrepreneurship. We know that the individual entrepreneurial capabilities are crucial, especially in the early stages of a venture. However, as the venture grows, the importance shifts towards collective capabilities. This transition from individual to collective capabilities is not always smooth. There's a gap in our understanding of how exactly these capabilities transform into collective ones. We often see ventures struggle or succeed, and it's not always clear why. To address this, I delved into the field of social neuroscience, exploring the black box of the human brain. My aim was to investigate the neurosocial mechanisms that underpin this transformation. The critical research question that this study poses and subsequently addresses is, what are the neurosocial mechanisms that facilitate the transformation of entrepreneur-level capabilities into collective enterprise-level capabilities?
What are the main contributions of your paper?
This paper makes several key contributions. First, it offers a fresh perspective on why some entrepreneurial firms excel at developing organization-wide capabilities while others do not. Second, it unveils the neurosocial underpinnings of entrepreneurial intent and behavior, which can help in devising strategies for opportunity identification, evaluation, and exploitation. Third, it uncovers the hidden cognitive, emotional, social, and motivational processes that drive entrepreneurial behavior. Fourth, it advances the dialogue in the field by providing a recursive understanding of the relationship between brain and action in organizations. Finally, it contributes to entrepreneurship theory by clarifying the interplay between neural and social processes at multiple levels. In essence, this paper provides a comprehensive understanding of how entrepreneurial capabilities develop throughout the entrepreneurial journey.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
The main challenge was bridging the gap between two distinct fields, entrepreneurship and social neuroscience. This required a theory bridging approach. I used social neuroscience as a method theory to refine the existing domain theory of entrepreneurial transformation. This involved developing a nomological network to predict relationships between entrepreneurial and neurosocial constructs. Essentially, it was about creating a framework that could integrate neural mechanisms with social dynamics to explain a complex organizational phenomenon.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
One of the most surprising insights was the extent to which the extended mirror neuron system and neuroplasticity work together to shape entrepreneurial capabilities. The extended mirror neuron system, this neural Wi-Fi, as I call it in the paper, facilitates social learning and understanding. But it is the neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself, that really drives the long-term development and embedding of entrepreneurial skills. The counterintuitive part is that it's not just about individual brain changes. The social environment, the interaction with other entrepreneurial actors profoundly influences these neural processes and the transformation of capabilities.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
There are multiple implications of this work. For entrepreneurs and managers, this research highlights the importance of fostering a social environment that encourages observation, imitation, and shared understanding. By understanding the role of the extended mirror neuron system, they can create conditions that facilitate the transfer of entrepreneurial skills and mindsets. Moreover, the concept of entrepreneurial neuroplasticity underscores the potential for training and development interventions to enhance entrepreneurial capabilities at all levels of the organization. Ultimately, this research provides a neurosocial foundation for building more resilient, adaptive, and successful entrepreneurial ventures.
Thanks a lot, Vanit, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Neurosocial Alchemy of Entrepreneurial Transformation, a deep dive into extended mirror neuron system and neuroplasticity. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-eri.com and on the Bay podcast platform.